crumbling education system no longer a metaphor. Emily, teacher. Suddenly on the 1st of September, over 100 school closures were announced due to the presence of reinforced autoclaved aerated concrete, RAC, used to construct buildings between the 1950s-90s in Britain. RAC is a cheaper alternative to concrete, filled with bubbles, and is at risk of crumbling. Where it has been used in schools and colleges, it jeopardizes the safety of children, school staff and others. At the schools forced to close, education staff spent their Friday scrambling to empty classrooms in fear of collapse before the term began. Once again, government failings have meant workers forced to rectify errors out of their control. Many teachers across the UK will have experienced working in classrooms with asbestos, no heating, broken windows, structural damage, and a concerning lack of resources and equipment. In a press release, the National Education Union, NEU, blames the government's lack of investment in school buildings. Education facilities across the country are in a dire state of disrepair. The Tory government has failed to treat this issue with the urgency needed to ensure schools are safe for the beginning of the year, and, as we go to press, still not having published the full list of schools with RAC demanded by the NEU. Sunak says extra money will be available, but this should come from the pockets of the super rich, not paid for by cuts to our services. More than a third of school buildings passed their estimated design lifespan. So far 156 schools have been found to contain RAC in England, meaning accommodations will have to be made for anyone planning to return to school. Many schools has delayed start dates, causing immense pressure for working and single-parent families. So far there have been no announcement on how to access free school meals, while schools remain closed. For these families, the only meal on offer from the Tories is aerated concrete crumble. The lack of concern from the government, putting cost-cutting and profit before safety, has caused the tragic loss of lives. Health and education staff have died from asbestos-caused mesothelioma, and combustible cladding led to the deaths of 72 people in the Grenfell Tower tragedy. 1 in 10 pupils in buildings in need of repair or refurbish. Who else is working in buildings at risk of collapse? Which hospitals, universities, and others have RAC in them? All workers deserve to go to work not worrying if they are working in unsafe buildings. We need united action by unions to demand inspections are carried out, and when they are, the results are known, and the repairs needed are paid for. We need safety regulations drawn up by workers and unions themselves, and remedial works should be under democratic oversight by school unions and parents. Nationalize the big construction and building firms under democratic workers' control to ensure the safety of building materials is put before the cheapest option. We demand publication of the safety status of all education buildings, including links to asbestos immediate safety works, and rebuilding carried out by councils under the democratic oversight of school trade unions and parents, and fully funded by the government workers' control of workplace safety. NEU and school unions must be prepared to back up demands on safety with industrial action. Scrap all PFI contracts. Stop academization. Stop cuts. Full funding for schools and all public services. Tories out. For a new mass workers' party armed with a socialist program,